You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
If you are the meteors,
he says the night sky will become full of light.
Everywhere from short streaks of light to bright, long streaks of light. The Perseid meteors are known for having bright members that have what are called long trains. And these trains are the leftover sort of streak of light that lingers for a few seconds.
And Dr. Derek Pitt says the meteor shower is an annual event in August.
Right around August the 12th is when the peak is. Now, there are a number of other meteor showers during the course of the year, but this is one of the best, and it occurs at the best time of year when temperatures are nice and warm.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning. I don't know what time, 11:03, it is 73 degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today is sunny and fair with a high near 82. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 56, very good sleeping weather. Friday afternoon, sunny with a high near 85. Saturday, mostly sunny, but the high is getting up closer to 90. And a little humidity creeps in, and Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high of 92.
Welcome back. I'm going to cut this one short, Jennifer, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Jennifer, since we missed the last 2 weeks, I have my write-up from last week. Let's see if it's still... Okay, the first one's already wrong. Our last outdoor the concert of the season was held last night. Jennifer, that's incorrect. It was held 8 days ago.
We'll
at
still
this
talk
point.
About it.
We will definitely talk about that, our last outdoor concert of the year. Entry forms are now being accepted for HCL's amateur photography show, held in October. Even though the deadline is past, Jennifer, this one is obsolete too. It's not too late for local businesses to join our library card promotion.
Really is.
It is way too late for businesses to join our library card promotion, but we'll explain all of that on today's show. Jennifer cracks corn, and she don't care. Now, what the hell kind of attitude is that?
That's the kind of attitude I got right now.
Our fall concert series, learn the proper way to fish, museum passes, and more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. What do you got against Welcome Back, Connor?
Well, let me quickly apologize to our listeners for we missed 2 straight weeks.
We did.
I was in Vermont 3 weeks ago.
And something came up that I didn't get here
and
in
then
time.
Jennifer just overslept or something she was supposed to do. And then I was supposed to do the show by myself last week. And then a little family emergency preempted my being here. So we apologize, but we're back in full force.
And those of you who didn't miss us, we apologize.
Ready to go. And those of you that don't know what we're talking about, well, then just never mind. So welcome back, Cotter, Jennifer. Well, first of all, why are we playing this song? Well, and please, could you turn it off?
Of course, because I'm welcoming us back.
Oh.
Okay. My other choice was going to be Can't Live If Living Is Without You, because since neither of us ended up doing the show without the other one.
Okay. Now, just welcome back, Cotter. Watched a few episodes of that recently. The show is terrible. I don't know how that didn't ruin John Travolta's career. The acting, the production values, it was an awful show, and it was so popular back then.
But the theme song is really great.
Is that why everybody loved it?
Because
it wasn't the acting. It wasn't the writing. It wasn't the camera work. It was just terrible. I'm very disappointed in my young self for, like, you remember you go to school and talk about, remember what happened in Welcome Back, Cotter last night? And
I was a little bit.
Makes my skin crawl.
Oh, stop. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
There you go. Well played, Jennifer. So welcome to the library show. We have a lot to talk about today. I mentioned that we have wrapped up our outdoor concerts for the season. Our final concert was held on August 5th, and we welcomed back the British Invasion tribute, Jennifer. And I must say, I think we had 500 people. I think we set a record for library attendance for a program.
I think so.
It was an amazing show. If you've never heard them before, go to their webpage, British Invasion Tribute. Just Google that. Their webpage will come up, and they play throughout the area. I highly advise that you catch one of their shows. Jennifer, what was your opinion of them?
They were really good. I was disappointed they didn't play Henry VIII. But it was also nice that this is their fifth time with us?
Fourth or fifth.
And sometimes they play the B-side of Abbey Road, and sometimes they play Sgt. Pepper as their finale. But they sort of did a mashup of the two.
They mixed them this time.
Which was nice.
Yes.
I thought that was really
good. In a sound check, they played the whole Abbey Road, so I got to hear the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it.
It was good.
Thank you for calling me down.
I don't know where you were. I don't know.
I was toiling hard.
I thought you went out for dinner or something.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Jennifer's mad at me now.
I'm not angry.
But the British Invasion Tribute, they play music from the 60s from the British side and from the American side. And the American side always comes up short, in my opinion. I asked them after the show why the Four Seasons isn't one of the choices.
What was their answer?
Their answer is most of the Four Seasons hits came before the British Invasion.
Interesting.
But they did. I Get Around this time. Yeah. I asked them because I said they did a very good job, because the Beach Boys songs are very hard, because Brian Wilson's vocal arrangements are underappreciated, and they said yes. It was the first time they've done it, and it took them 4 months just to get the vocals down.
Wow!
So that's just a tribute to Brian Wilson. But I thought they did a great job, because that's a very hard song.
They did. And their drummer sings, which is very unusual.
And the keyboardist. They all sing. Yes. They all sound good. I highly recommend the British Invasion Tribute. Don't wait till next summer when we have them back. Mm-hmm. See them before then. Sometimes they go down to Asbury Park, that supper club on the boardwalk.
Okay.
McLoon's.
That was nice.
A good place to see them. Okay, Jennifer.
We have one last thing, even though it's the, I don't know, I've lost track, 13th of August. We've got one last thing from 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We have not discussed the Jim Thatch August bookmark.
It was rushed because I was on vacation. Or I was going on vacation and I had to put something out. Jennifer, what is your opinion of it?
Oh, it's sweet. It's seahorses.
Just seahorses. That's
it. Their tails.
They're not doing anything. They're just floating.
Their tails spell out August. And I found a couple of HCLs, but not many.
I believe there are three.
I found two. I'm thinking one is in their top, but I found two, so pick that up because you do want to have the complete collection of Jim Thatch
book. I wonder if anyone actually has the complete collection.
I don't know, but if you don't, you can always stop down on our lower level, and we have the complete collection hanging
out. Have your bookmark starting from October 1987, which is when I started working at the Hunterdon County Library. They were pretty lame in the early days, Jennifer.
I don't think.
And occasionally lameness, but sometimes I've done a couple good ones this year. What was last month?
Was it the Amish buggy in the cornfield?
Was that July?
I think so.
I don't remember. I thought that was June.
Was that June?
See, if I can't remember, then it must not have been very good. Okay, this is the library show. Are we ready for a commercial break? We are not, Jennifer. So let me quickly mention that our library card promotion that we've been touting on this show for weeks and weeks, so don't say that you haven't been warned. If you're a local businessman, the deadline has passed. The brochures are at the printer. We have 46 participants this year, Jennifer.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes. So I actually had to expand the brochure a little bit, but it worked. So 46 local businesses participated this year, and our discounts with your library card promotion. What is that, you ask, Jennifer?
What is that, Jim?
Well, September is library card sign-up month. Did you know that? Is there anything special for signing up for a library card in September? Do you get a gift or something?
No,
since it's library card. I mean, you can sign up for a library card in June. You don't get any. What's the difference?
No, it's a month to promote it. You know, like sign up like Breast Cancer Awareness Month doesn't mean you just get breast cancer in October. It's just to promote the awareness of it. And
that's a bad analogy.
I know it really was, but I couldn't think of anything else off the top of my head. But if you sign up for your library card in September, you can use it right away to get all these marvelous discounts.
Very good. So the Huntington County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library are partnering with local businesses to promote the importance of having a library card. So during the month of September, Jennifer, just come into our library or online. You can print out a brochure, see what businesses are participating, and then just bring your library card to that business, flash it to them any way you want to. You can flash it like a badge or hand it to them any whatever you're...
Or show them on your key ring because you'll get a key tag, keychain with it.
Sure. And they will get, and you will get a discount. Of course, it varies from business to business. Some of them are very generous. There was one that was, the Hampton Junction just going to get a free Slurpee?
Yeah, I know.
No purchase necessary.
No, and I double checked that.
So that's pretty impressive. I might have to take advantage of that one myself.
I know.
So starting September 1st, just stop by the library or go on our webpage, hclibrary.us, see what businesses are participating, and save lots of money for your Christmas shopping this September.
Or start your Christmas shopping.
I'm assuming people already have.
But I mean, start it with your library card. There's a store in Clinton that you don't have the list with you, do you?
No, which I'm a moron. I forgot it, Jennifer.
Don't call yourself a moron.
Next week I will have the list of businesses so people know.
But
our radio listeners have
it. There's a store in Clinton that's 50% off one item.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What's the name of the store?
I don't remember. That's smart. I don't remember.
Okay. We'll have that information for you next week. So thank you to all the local businesses, including Jim Gannot, that participate every year.
And thanks to the Chamber for running the article. I think we got some more business with them. And if you missed out this year, mark it on your calendar or send us an email at jtandthebookworm.com. No, jtandthebookworm@gmail.com. And we will put you on the list for next year and contact you next June.
Jennifer. Why don't we go to our first break? And we'll be back with more of the library show right after this.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show, and it's been so long, I forgot to play the music for Today in History.
That means you have to sing it, Jennifer. That's a radio show policy. Go ahead.
Nice try, Jim. All right. Are we doing Today in History, or are we doing like the last 2 weeks in history?
No, just Today in History, Jennifer. I threw out the other one. I had prepared one for last week, but it's gone. I can't even remember off the top of my head anything that happened on August 6th? But today is August 13th, and it's Today in History. I'll ask Jennifer. What, there's the music. Why did you give me that whole runaround that you didn't have any music?
I didn't
music?
Have it up. Usually I have it up. Okay.
It's bad give and take there, Jennifer. We could have had communicated off the air that it was going to be a little late. I would have talked right into it. Come on now. Just because we were 2 weeks off doesn't mean we're that bad. I'll get you today in history. I'm going to ask Jennifer about some events that happened on today in trivia style. That happened on today in this on this date in history, and also some people that are born or died, and see if she knows who they are. Let's go back to 1779, Jennifer. The date was August 13th. It was the American Revolutionary War.
Thank you.
Could you tell me anything about the Penobscot Expedition?
It was.
You know this.
Native Americans. The Penobscot tribe.
That's incorrect.
But then obviously I don't.
This was the greatest loss of American naval life before Pearl Harbor. The Penobscot Expedition was a 44-ship American naval task force mounted during the Revolutionary War. The flotilla of 19 warships and 25 smaller support vessels sailed from Boston for the upper peninsula of Penobscot Bay in the District of Maine, carrying a ground expeditionary force of more than 1,000 colonial marines and militiamen. Also included was 100-man artillery. I didn't mean this to go on so long, but Jennifer, it's going to have to.
Okay.
Also included was 100-man artillery detachment under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Paul Revere. The expedition's goal was to reclaim control of what is now Midcoast Maine from the British, who had seized it a month earlier and renamed it New Ireland. I didn't know that.
Did
you ever know Maine was named New Ireland?
I never did.
It was the largest American naval expedition of the war. The fighting took place both on land and at sea and around the mouth of the Penobscot and something river. It's an Indian name, Jennifer. I'm not even going to try. At what is today Castine, Maine, over a period of 3 weeks in July and August of 1779. One of the greatest victories of the war for the British, Jennifer, the expedition was also the United States' worst naval defeat until Pearl Harbor. 162 years later. All right, Jennifer, we just had a note handed to us. You ready to jump in here about something?
We just got from Laura at the Chamber. Beyond Bijou in Clinton is the store offering the 50% off.
Oh, how did she know that?
Someone called. I guess someone was listening.
Awesome. Beyond Bijou. That's like a jewelry store, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so, yes.
Awesome. Is that right on Main Street?
Yes.
Thank you, Beyond Bijou, for participating and being so generous. Hopefully they get a lot of business out of that. If too much business, they might actually lose some money on that deal. Very generous offer from them. Thank you. Okay, Jennifer, let's continue. I'm going to stop saying, where's the money jar? August 13th, 1831. What does Nat Turner see, which he believes is a sign from God, which then 8 days later, him and 70 other slaves kill approximately 55 white. How do you kill approximately 55 white people in Southampton County, Virginia? What did he see, Jennifer, that he took as a sign from God to do this act?
The North Star.
It is celestial, so very close. A solar eclipse. A solar eclipse signaled Nat Turner to have a slave result. Revolt, I'm sorry. Okay, 1942, I have two things that happened on the same day on August 13th. 1942. The first one, Jennifer, is Major General Eugene Raybould of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers authorizes construction of facilities that would house the development of Substitute Materials Project. What was that better known as? More common name that we know of that program today. We were looking for the Manhattan Project.
The Manhattan Project, the A-bomb, yeah.
Okay, also on that date, Jennifer, on the whole other end of the spectrum, Walt Disney.
Of course.
Released his fifth full-length animated film. What was it? Fifth.
I have two choices.
Okay, one of them.
Cinderella.
The Cinderella was way past that. Cinderella was from the 50s, Jennifer.
Snow White was my other choice.
Snow White was number one. I believe Pinocchio was number two.
Bambi?
I think Bambi is correct. Very good.
Thank you.
Bambi.
Dumbo was number two or three.
Okay, here's your quick, give me a quick synopsis of what Bambi was about. Which we have in our DVD collection, if you would like to see the Walt Disney classic Bambi, his fifth theatrical release.
Fred Flower, who was a, or Petunia, who was the skunk.
Flower. That's what you lead off with?
And he lived in the forest, and there was a fire, and his mother was killed.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of mothers killed.
Okay, the mother was not killed by a fire.
Oh, by a hunter?
Mm-hmm.
But then there was a forest fire at the end, and Bambi rescued all the animals.
Sort of.
I haven't seen Bambi in a long time.
Okay, you have no
clue. But you know,
clue,
Dumbo's mother was killed, too.
Mrs. Jumbo was not killed, Jennifer. She was just chained up for protecting him.
This is terrible.
Where was your childhood at?
Yeah, no. Okay. Go ahead.
Dumbo's mother was... You say it so authoritatively.
You like that? You taught me that since then.
Yeah, but you're talking to a Disney expert here, so you can't pass that one by. Simba's father was killed. Let's go through all the Disney films. Whose mother's? I mean, that is a common thing.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
okay, too many to mention. Okay, finally, Jennifer, born or died on August 13th. Throughout history, I think you'll know. Just about all these? No, maybe not. 1860, Annie Oakley was born.
She was a sharpshooter. Was she part of the Wild West show?
Yes, Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. That's where she became famous. Is Annie Get Your Gun about her, the Broadway play?
I think so.
So that's Annie Oakley. Okay, 1895, Bert Lahr was born.
He is the man who ended up playing... No, he played Cowardly Lion in With the Wizard of Oz.
Correct. An adjunct trivia question. He was he was two roles in that film. He was the Cowardly Lion and he was the farmhand. What was his name as the farmhand?
Oh, you've asked me this before.
I haven't. Never have.
I don't know.
His name was Zeke.
I don't know.
Zeke and / Cowardly Lion. Okay, 1912, Jennifer. Ben Hogan was born. Ben Hogan.
No.
I can hear Chris Phelan talking through my headphones. How is this possible? Okay, Ben Hogan was a professional golfer, one of the greatest golfers of all time. I only bring this up, a very interesting story.
To you, maybe. Oh, I'm sorry.
You haven't heard it yet.
Okay.
So he was top golfer in the world, got into a head-on collision. Him and his wife were driving on a foggy road in Texas, head-on collision with a bus. And he bent over shelter his wife. But he broke his back in several places. And he came back and was as good as ever.
Wow.
After a head-on collision with a bus.
Wow.
Amazing,
really,
right?
Yes.
Okay, 1930, on August 13th, Don Ho was born.
Tiny Bubbles. He was a Hawaiian entertainer. He played the ukulele.
Very good. I think he showed up on the Brady Bunch once.
He did, when they went to Hawaii.
Okay, in 1959, not far away from that one, August 13th, Danny Bonaducci was born.
Danny Bonaducci was the drummer on the Partridge Family. He's also... What?
I'm going to have to give you a big no on that.
Danny Bonaducci?
Yes.
He sure was. Oh, no, he was a guitar player on the... He was a guitar player
on
the Partridge Family.
I'm going to have to give you a no again.
Danny Bonaducci was not in the Partridge Family.
He was in the Partridge Family. You have the incorrect instrument.
He didn't play the guitar.
He played the bass.
Bass. Oh, for God's sake. And he's also a DJ on Screamin' Eagle. In Philadelphia.
Very good. But he does not play drums.
Whatever.
Chris Partridge was probably one of the greatest drummers in rock history.
There you go.
Unappreciated. Chris Partridge. I put him right up there with Ringo Starr and Ginger Baker.
There you go. And Gene Krupa.
Okay, finally, 1962, John Slattery was born. You'll never get this one.
Thank you.
Do you have any idea?
No, then why did you even tell me?
Because I know who he is.
All right, well, go home.
Someday you can play this game, Jennifer. Anytime you want to play this game with me, you're more than welcome. You just got to prepare for the show occasionally.
I actually had stuff for you last week.
And do you have it this week? Of course not. John Slattery, Jennifer, most famously recently, a character on Mad Men, Roger Sterling. Uh-huh. But he was also in my favorite show of all time, Ed.
I never knew that about you.
What?
That Ed was your favorite show of all time.
One of them, for sure. Even though you can't watch it anymore because it's not even on DVD. If we did it, the library would have it. But don't look for it in our library because, bless you, it's not even on DVD anywhere.
Thank you.
That's Ed. So if the people that have any say over this can get Ed on DVD that are listening, please do. You get at least one sale, me.
Okay. I originally had, and you're right, I didn't bring it with me. Stop rolling your eyes. You had gone to a monument in Vermont.
Mm-hmm, the Bennington Battle Monument.
Bennington Battle Monument. And I was going to ask you questions about it.
Okay.
Would you like me to do that? Since we're at 11:30, why don't you give the weather?
Got it, Jennifer. I'm looking at the weather right now, and this is a first for me looking at this weather page and all my time here at the radio station. The next 6 days, Jennifer, clear. No clouds, no rain, nothing. Clear. But the temperature is going to get steadily hotter as we go on, reaching mid-90s by the weekend. So enjoy today. This is our last reasonably cool summer day. The weekend's going to get hot, but it's summer, Jennifer. It's August. It's the dog days of August. Why do they call it the dog days of August?
Why do they call it the dog days of August, Jim?
I just asked you.
Oh, I didn't know it was a question you really wanted to ask.
Do you know?
I don't.
It's because the dog star comes up in August. Everybody thinks it's because dog's panting. No, it's a celestial term again.
So the next 6 days,
through Tuesday, Jennifer, don't expect any rain. Don't expect any clouds, according to this. Just clear skies, temperatures ranging from mid-60s overnight, which isn't bad, to mid-90s during the day. Our next chance for rain appears to be Wednesday. Welcome back to the library show. I'm Jim Thatcher with Jennifer Winberry. In a half hour, Jim Gannot, or a little more than a half hour, Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy will be presenting his show, Taking Care of Business. So stay tuned for that. But stay tuned for something Jennifer has to say right now.
You visited the Bennington Battle Monument.
Yes.
When you were in.
Let me tell you what I do know about it, and then see if it was any of your questions.
Okay.
First of all, it was not built on the Bennington Battlefield. Bennington Battlefield is actually in New York State, about 10 miles to the east of where the monument is. I know Seth Warner and I believe Stark was the other general that was involved with that.
That is correct.
Okay, what else do you know?
Its unique holiday is just a few days away, August 16th.
Oh, yeah? Is that when the battle took place?
Yes.
Oh.
John Stark successfully defeated General John Burgoyne, the British general. Do you know how tall the battle monument is?
I was just taking a nap under it about 2 weeks ago. Let me think.
Very nice.
It's pretty tall.
306 feet, 4.5 inches tall.
I know
tall.
You can see Massachusetts, New Hampshire. I think you can see four states from it.
Let's see. What year was it completed and dedicated?
I know a president was there to dedicate it.
Which one?
Was it Chester Arthur? No, it was a president. He was there to dedicate. I don't remember. It was in
1891 it was dedicated.
Did they say what president was there to do it?
Not there. And it is considered the turning point.
Right, because then they went to win at Saratoga right after that.
And 1777, so it's coming up on a pretty big anniversary in 2 years. One that ends in... anniversaries that end in zero always really seem to be... The cornerstone was laid in 1887, 110 years after...
The battle.
The battle. It is constructed from blue-gray...
With fossils in it.
Magnesium limestone, known as Sandy Hill Dolomite, from present-day Hudson Falls, New York. 1952, it transferred ownership of the monument to the Vermont Board of Historic Sites. And I do not see which president was here when it was dedicated.
It's right in Bennington, and Bennington is probably the closest from here. If you want to go to Vermont, it only takes 3 hours to get to Bennington. Maybe a little bit more. Slightly more. 3 hours and 15 minutes. It's right in the southeastern corner of Vermont. So the monument is like one of the first things you see when you get into Vermont. But also around that area, very interesting, the tavern where the Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys met. It's right down the hill from there. It's called the Catamount Tavern. There's a statue of a catamount. What is a catamount, Jennifer? It's a mountain lion. That's what they called mountain lions in the north. How they call them different things in different parts of the country, right? Panthers down south, and they were called catamounts up in New England.
Well, this weekend, the 16th and 17th, they're having a big weekend celebration. It's actually August 15th and 16th. I think they're looking ahead to next year. Maybe that's left from last year. There's an annual Battle Day 5K road race. There's a living history encampment. There'll be some book signings. So if you don't have anything to do this weekend, head up to
Throw out some 15 Vermont. Minutes. The oldest church in Vermont is right at the bottom of the hill, too. Robert Frost is buried in that cemetery.
And Robert Frost has a connection to the Hunterdon County Library, doesn't he?
Yes.
He was at the first Friends of the Hunterdon County Library meeting back in the 1930s.
That's pretty amazing. I still don't know how they got him. Maybe he wasn't this popular back then.
Hey, I got Elizabeth Gilbert twice, so.
Very true. Touché, Jennifer. Patting yourself on the back over there.
So we're wrapping up the adult summer reading clubs. Is that true? The library? I saw you had the flyers over there.
I don't have them in front of me, Jennifer.
Well, you did a minute ago.
I was hoping you were just going to run with that.
Oh, I was feeding you the adult summer reading clubs are almost over.
That's sad.
It is, because it means summer is almost over. The adult summer reading club, you can read books up through and including Labor Day. And the headquarters summer reading club, the children's summer reading club, continues through, does not say how long. It continues through August 31st. So if you're reading or being read to, keep reading and keep bringing your coupons in until the 31st of August and get your prizes. The programs and the special events have ended for the summer, though. But the adult summer reading club continues. And that, like I said, continues through Labor Day. So keep reading your books. Take pictures of your booker fly in unusual... Did you bring a booker fly with you to the Bennington Monument?
I didn't, Jennifer. I don't read. Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Though I do want to read a book, and we have it in the library, which
really?
I was very happy to see. It was, I want to read the... It was recently, I think it was written a couple years ago, a biography of Calvin Coolidge. Who may have been our greatest president of all time. He was president during the 1920s, the most prosperous time in American history. So they wrote a biography about him. It's supposed to be very good. And he's from Vermont, Jennifer. We actually visited the village where the village that he was born in, grew up in, his father owned a store, is intact in Vermont, the whole village.
Wow.
He was born, he was actually up there and was sworn in as president when, I believe it was Harding, before him died. So
wow.
Very historical spot. So when you go see the Bennington Battle Monument, you might want to stop there, too. Long Trail Brewery, not far from there.
All right. Well, if you read it before Labor Day, you could join the Adult Summer Reading Club.
I only need to read one book?
You only need to read one book to be able to attend the party on September 3rd at 7 p.m., which actually is happening before the party is over, before the club is over. So there's still time to join. You want to go to the hclibrary.us and slide down to... Join the Adult Summer Reading Club. And then if you do indeed feel this is the best book you've ever read and you want to put a short review on the blog, put a short review on the blog. And then you might let other readers know.
You're just struggling over there, aren't you?
I am. This week on the blog, we've added a review of The Sugar Queen by Sarah Addison Allen, and it was reviewed by Anne Mick, a quirky story about a young woman who lives a sheltered life with her mother that is quite rich. She finds Della Lee Baker in her closet, forms a bond with Chloe Finley, and falls in love with Adam. A little bit more than that happened in the book, but that's good. Library Amy recommends Bellwether Rhapsody, Wicked Funny and Smart and Bittersweet. I don't think any book this summer will live up to how good this one was. Ghost at a Watchman by Harper Lee was reviewed. It got 3 stars, but the blurb says everyone must read this summer. I enjoyed it. Ape House by Sarah Gruen got 5 stars. Love this book. Makes me want to go back to school and become a primatologist. So definitely check out the blog, adultsummerreadingclub.blogspot.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. You mentioned how sad it was that summer's ending and school's coming back. Here's something from Facebook today, Jennifer. They're comparing going back to school in the 1970s, which you and I did.
You and I did.
To going back to school today. Okay, in the 1970s, Jennifer, step one, take the kids downtown to go shopping at Sears for back-to-school clothes the last week of August. Get everyone a new pair of corduroys and a striped T-shirt. Buy the boys a pair of dungarees and the girls a pair of culottes. What are culottes?
They come a little bit above, like, to your mid-calf. And they're wider. They're kind of like short bell bottoms.
And this isn't, no Jennifer. They actually are saying the word Jennifer. No Jennifer, you cannot have that orange and red poncho. Promise you will crochet her a better one with much more fringe. Get the girls a package of that rainbow fuzzy yarn they like in their hair. Did you do that?
No, we actually would go to Superama in Eatontown, and we would get yards of ribbon. We didn't use the fuzzy. Here.
Okay, you are done. You have spent a total of $43. Now take everyone to the Woolworths lunch counter for grilled cheeses and chocolate milk.
Yeah, never did that.
On the night before the first day of school, that would be Sunday night after Labor Day, of course, you know, mid-September, throw the kids in the way back of the station wagon and drag them down to Eckerd's, Kmart, Ames, Dollar General, Drug Fair, or the like, and hurry them over to the back-to-school area to pick out a lunchbox. Make sure to tell them to get a move on because you don't have all night for them to make a damn decision. They need to get in bed by 8, and yes, they're going to miss the wonderful world of Disney if they can't decide between the Fonz and Dukes of Hazzard. Good Lord, why is it so hard for them to pick? Tell Kimberly if she can't make up her mind between Holly Hobby and the Bionic Women that you're going to pick Pigs in Space and you don't want to hear another word about it until June. Grab a composition book for each of them and a pack of pencils, too. That's all they need. Remember to save some grocery bags so they can cover the textbooks with them after the first day of school.
Do you remember what lunchboxes you had?
No.
Really?
I think I might have had one when I was really little, but I don't really remember. Did you have one?
I did. I remember 3-4 vividly.
Vividly? Good Lord.
Two.
What were they quickly?
We came home for lunch, so 2 of them were like a little.
Then why'd you need a lunchbox?
I guess for snack. They were vinyl, and they unzipped. And one was a an olive green and burgundy brocade. And then one was a denim blue with Raggedy Ann and Andy on it. And then I had the matching Raggedy Ann and Andy metal lunchbox another year. And my favorite was the red plaid metal lunchbox.
Awesome. Oh, I actually remember that one. That was a popular one, yeah. I think. I don't think I had that one. But okay, number 3, Jennifer, this is for the mother. Buy yourself a pack of Virginia Slims on the way out and smoke 3 of them on the way home. Number 4, get up in the morning and make yourself a cup of Sanka with Sweet and Low. Line up all the lunch boxes on the Formica counter in Formica countertop in your kitchen. Open up a bag of Wonder Bread and do this assembly line style. Spread yellow mustard on bread, slap bologna on bread, unwrap American cheese slices and put on top of bologna. Put top of the sandwich on and wrap sandwich in tin foil or wax paper. Put it in the lunch box. Every kid gets the exact same lunch, period. Number 6, alternate sandwich choices could include peanut butter and grape jelly, peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, the end of last night's leftover roast beef, or the ever-popular with children tuna fish with large chunks of onions and celery and Miracle Whip. Number 7, put some Planters cheese balls into a baggie and close with a twist tie. Number 8, take Twinkies out of the box, put one in each child's lunchbox. Number 9, fill thermoses with either Kool-Aid or whole milk. Number 10, include a delicious red apple, even though you know the damn apple is just going to come home uneaten again, which is fine because you can keep adding the same one until it practically rots. Close the lunch boxes, you're done, and go put some Barry Manilow on the record player and celebrate that your kids are out of the house until dinner time. They'll grab them along with a frosted Dutch apple Pop-Tart on the way out the door as they walk a half mile down the road to get to the bus stop. Okay, Jennifer, that was the 1970s. Is this taking too long? Do you want to hear what it's like to go to school today?
Yeah, does that pretty much sound like what you did?
That's pretty much exactly what happened
at
my
house.
We had
no Twinkies, but...
We probably had, you know, various hosts.
No, we had homemade cookies.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, it was.
Okay, this is what happens today, Jennifer, at the school day. Step one, take five deep breaths and say a positive affirmation. School begins in 2 weeks. It is the middle of July. Don't worry. You still have time to order BPA-free bento boxes and authentic Indian tiffins made with special stainless steel that did not involve any child labor, sweatshops, or animal cruelty. Remember, you have Amazon Prime. You can get the free 2-day shipping, and you will have plenty of time to read reviews and make this very important decision because your kids are in summer camp, which is actually just another word for school in the summer. Because, oh my God, you were so tired that day, you had to have them home all day with you, and you couldn't go to your restorative flow yoga class. And that was also the day something went terribly wrong with the homemade glitter cloud dough recipe that was supposed to go in the sensory bin. And the very same day that they were out of soy milk at Starbucks, and you had to immediately email corporate to let them know that they should actually be selling almond milk and or coconut milk. Get with it, Starbucks. Soy is so 90s. Ugh, but you digress. The tiffin, the bento boxes. What's a tiffin?
How do you spell it?
T-I-F-F-I-N?
I have no idea.
1 week later, the bento boxes and tiffins have arrived, so your children's school annual list is school supplies that you must purchase and deliver. It is 3.5 pages long. It includes a 10-pound bag of flour and several cleaning products, and also requests a Costco-sized package of toilet paper. Step 3, begin frantic online search for backpacks and school bags made from all-natural materials yet still cool. Have them monogrammed. Step 4, take kids shopping at the mall for new school clothes. Buy them each a completely new wardrobe from Gymboree and Crew Cuts. Spend $2,387 on your credit card. Take children to the child psychologist to prepare them mentally for the difficult transition to a new grade, new teacher, and new classroom. Step 6, intently study the allergy list the school has sent you, which lists all the items that other children in your children's classes are allergic to and thus cannot be sent in your child's lunch either. This is extremely stressful because the last thing you or anyone wants to be responsible for is sending a second grader into anaphylactic shock. Make notes on your phone so you can remember what not to buy when you go to Whole Foods. Step 7, purchase school supplies for your children, not to be confused with the 3.5-page list of classroom supplies that you are also responsible for. They will need paper, pens, folders, notebooks, a calligraphy set, 15 new apps for their tablets, a graphing calculator, a scalpel, an electron microscope, and a centrifuge. Go to Whole Foods to shop for school lunch items. This will take 4 hours and 15 minutes because you have to read every single label and make sure you are purchasing organic, locally sourced, non-GMO, gluten-free, allergy-friendly products. You come home with tahini, bananas, and a package of brown rice cakes. You somehow spent $76. I'm seeing how long this goes. Okay, I've got to finish it now, Jennifer, unfortunately.
I'm enjoying this.
The night before the first day of school, prepare the bento boxes. Fill containers with organic local strawberries, intricately cut into the shapes of sea creatures. Include homemade nut-free granola made with certified gluten-free oats. Make a sandwich on vegan hemp bread out of tahini, kale, and jicama. Form it in the shape of your child's favorite Disney character. Make flowers out of non-dairy cheese slices, olives, and seaweed. Photograph the finished bento box and post it to Instagram. Number 10, write your child an encouraging note which includes an inspirational quote. Number 11, include a sheet of stickers for good measure. Number 12, fill a SIG bottle with filtered water and also include a box of chilled coconut water in the bento box because children can never be too hydrated, ever. Number 13, blog about this experience. Pray it goes viral and picked up by HuffPo. What's that, Huffington Post?
Huffington Post.
Get up at 4 a.m. on the first day of school. Make first day of school signs for each child to hold as you photograph them on the front step. Make a bunting to hang above the front door. Blow up balloons. Actually, go ahead and make a full-on back-to-school photo booth. Number 15, make pancakes in the shape of letters of the alphabet. Number 16, dress kids in coordinated outfits and spend 35 minutes posing and photographing them with your phone. Number 17, load everyone into the car and drive them to school. Number 18, when they are safely in their new classrooms, return to your car to cry for the next 20 minutes. But it's okay, really. You'll be back in 6 hours to pick them up and drive them to synchronized swimming, cello, and Urdu classes this afternoon. Is that really what it's like today, Jennifer?
I think so.
I think it might be.
Do you have friends who still have children in school?
Yes.
So look at their Facebook page on the first day of school.
That's a good point.
All right.
But that's really what it was like in the 70s.
Exactly.
Would you let your kid... I had a long walk to school.
We
as like
to
a
school.
First grader.
We walked as kindergartners.
They just...
Goodbye.
I would,
see ya.
Yeah.
And I knew every... like, but we knew everybody who lived in all the houses between here and there. And we would... You know, they watched out for you.
That's one thing I know wouldn't change. They would not... I mean, starting in first grade, I walked by myself or with my friends to school.
Yeah.
And it was... it was probably a little less than a mile away.
Yeah.
That, you know, your parents didn't see. Once you walked out that front door, they had no line. Crazy, right? People wouldn't even dream to do that today.
We used to even have black parents in, like, a little helping hand in the window, and you knew if you saw that and you were in trouble, you could go stop at the house. So, all right, it's 11:45. We're going to let everybody recover from that. We will go to our last break, and then maybe we talk about some programs coming up in September?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits. Law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I wish everyone could have just heard that last comment that Jim Thatch made.
I'm drunk. Okay, Jennifer, before we talk about programs, can I just mention the HCL Amateur Photography Show?
No.
Okay,
is that going to stop you?
Yes.
No, go ahead.
It stopped. You just ground it to a halt anyway.
The
entry forms are out for this year's HCL Amateur Photography Show, open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. This is something we've been doing at the Hunterdon County Library for well over 20 years. So if you're a photographer of any kind, you think you take good pictures. You know who takes good pictures, Jennifer? Frank Banish.
Does he?
Excellent pictures. So maybe I'll talk to him and get him to enter. Because he puts them on Facebook all the time, and he's got a gift. He's got the eye. My daughter has the same eye. So maybe she'll enter too. But
so they share an eye? Isn't that kind of awkward?
Okay, Jennifer. I'm not even going to... I don't even feel like talking about this anymore. Okay. HCL Amateur Photography Show. The entry forms are available online at hclibrary.us, or you can pick them up at any of the county libraries. So we accept the first 100 photographers that enter. The entry deadline is Friday, September 25th. So you got plenty of time to pick that photo out. We need you to frame that photo or at least mat it and have some kind of wire in the back so it can hang it on the wall. So you'll be showing your work to the general public, which is, if you've never done that before, it's quite a treat, Jennifer. And if that's not all, we're going to have prizes. Well, first let me tell you what the categories are. There's black and white. There's adults and students, of course. There's student categories, ages 12 through 18, and then the adults. There's black and white and color categories, and then we have subcategories such as Hunterdon County scene, floral, wildlife, scenic landscape, abstract and still life, people and human interests. And then we also have a public's choice award, which when your photos are on display, the public will vote and we will count them up and you'll receive, the one receiving the most votes will receive a prize as well. There'll be cash prizes for all first place winners. I won't tell you about receiving the photos or anything about that yet. All you need to know right now is to enter the photo show as soon as possible so you make sure you're one of the first 100 to enter. So go online, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to the entry form. You can just print that out and fill it out and send it in to me. Nominal entry fees, adults are only $2 and students are only $1. And the show is judged by local superstar Jennifer, New Jersey. Famous New Jersey author and photographer Walter Horoszewski, who will do the judging and then will also be present at our award ceremony, which is, when is the award ceremony?
Jennifer? October 7th.
Tuesday, October 7th at 6:30 p.m. He'll be there to talk to photographers, maybe give you some tips, and then also do a program himself after the award ceremony. And, of course, the award ceremony has refreshments, so you won't miss that as well. So it's all good, the HC Amateur Photography Show. So just go online, hclibrary.us, read over the entry form. If it feel like it's something for you, don't hesitate to send me the form and enter this very popular show, Jennifer.
That's right.
With patrons and photographers and staff and everyone alike.
The show that launched 1,000 careers.
It has launched some careers. It launched a camera club. It launched two camera clubs, I believe.
Definitely.
Among anything. Okay, Jennifer, what programs do we have coming up?
Well, I don't know if I should mention Sinatra, performed by Jack McDade and Rick Jarwin at the North County Branch
mention
Library.
Mention it.
I'm going to mention it anyway. Singer, comedian, radio, and TV personality Jack McDade, along with pianist Rick Jarwin, will perform music from their new, it's an iTunes album, but he also has a physical CD album. Jack McDade celebrates 100 years of Sinatra. He will commemorate Sinatra's 100th birthday, and he will also include songs from Cole Porter, Rodgers and Hart, and the Gershwins. And Jack McDade was Dick Clark's first guest on American Bandstand, so comedy will be on the agenda. That's tonight, 7 o'clock, August 13th. It is pretty full, but show up anyway. Dana will get you in.
How about the fishing program we're coming up this Saturday, Jennifer? This is a big program coming up in a couple of days at the Hunterdon County Library. Would you like to tell them about it?
It is. John Hitchcock will help you either start fishing or improve your fishing skills. It will cover personal safety, knot tying, lure selection by watercolor, types of lines, tackle maintenance usage, reading charts and waters, launching your boat correctly, and anything else you can imagine. Please bring, you may bring one pole and reel for evaluation, but no hooks. And there will be some practice casting outside. Sunglasses or safety glasses are required. And John Hitchcock, not John Hancock, grew up in Red Bank fishing in the Navesink River before wooden hulls were replaced with fiberglass. And John Hitchcock knows just about everything there is about anything. And he will tell it all to you. And he also works up at the hatchery up in Hackettstown. And he'll give you some information if you want to come up and set up some time up there. And on Tuesday, August 18th at the South County Branch Library, the Hunterdon County Parks and Recreations Department will be presenting Reptiles Alive with some local snakes and turtles. Any take-home craft will be available after the program.
And also quickly tonight, if you can't get into the Frank Sinatra Show at the North County Branch, we have a plan B for you. At the Hunterdon County Library, we're showing a movie. It's called Wild Tales, Jennifer. It's a foreign and subtitled movie. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
So this is tonight, August 13th at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. You're welcome to bring your own snacks and favorite non-alcoholic beverage. Movie starts at 6 p.m. and sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Once again, that's Wild Tales tonight at the Hunterdon County Library, the largest movie theater in Hunterdon County. I can say that as long as I want until they open a theater, Jennifer.
And tonight, this isn't a county library program, but it is a county library speaker. Again, if you can't get into Jack McDade's, and the movie doesn't sound like your cup of tea, Judith Kral Russo, food historian and tea historian, will be speaking at the Historic Courthouse on corn. And that is sponsored by the Cultural Heritage and Hunterdon County Cultural Heritage and Arts Commission.
And then let me just mention real quick, Jennifer, before we go, that I've got this little card here. Flemington, downtown Flemington, and the Flemington Restaurant Association are presenting a corn and tomato festival. Attention, Lori Thatch. I'm sure she'll love this. Rain or shine on Sunday, August 23rd. It will be the Court Street Park, which is located behind the historic courthouse. For tickets and info, go to downtownflemington.com. This is Rain or Shine, Sunday and August 23rd, the Flemington Corn and Tomato Festival. That sounds good.
It does.
Have we ever done this before? Is this year one of this?
I think it's at least the second year. They had one last year.
And did you go?
I did not go.
Oh.
I have a bag full of tomatoes in my car right now, as a matter of fact.
From where? You grew yourself?
I didn't grow them. My mother got them from a local farmer, and she got more than she bargained for.
And real quick, don't forget about the Hunterdon County 4-H Fair starting next Wednesday.
Wow, can't believe it's time already.
Yes, at the fairgrounds down in Ringo's, right off of 179. I'll at least go there for one night. Oh, my friend is from Missouri, and he's roping us up to going to the tractor pull, which
neat.
I believe is Wednesday
roping
evening.
You up to go to the tractor pull?
Roping me up. You'll have to tie me up to get me to go.
Oh, you'll enjoy it.
No, I will. It will be fun.
It will be. Well, we're glad to be back, and thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And now, could we be good girls? Adios, au revoir, arrivederci.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Protesters greeted Jeb Bush during a town hall meeting in North Las Vegas.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
The Republican presidential hopeful spoke to about 150 people at a community center yesterday when dozens chanted Black Lives Matter near the end of the speech. The FBI is now analyzing Hillary Clinton's private email server. A lawyer with the Colorado Computer Services firm that manages the Clinton's private email told the Washington Post the server she used as Secretary of State was turned over late yesterday. Donald Trump's poll numbers are rising despite continuing controversy over his remarks. A new CNN poll shows Trump leading among Iowa Republican voters following a week that included a feud with Fox News' Megyn Kelly and a canceled appearance at an influential conservative gathering. A courtroom artist is defending her not-so-flattering sketches of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Twitter comments after yesterday's Manhattan federal court hearing compared Jane Rosenberg's drawings of Brady to everything from Lurch in the Addams Family to the figure in Edvard Munch's The Scream. This is USA Headline News.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Grab a Bic today and see for yourself. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop...